The Mobile 1st Congressional District has had quite a legacy over the last century. Alabama's 1st District has always been primarily made up of Mobile County. Historically, some of the rural southwest Alabama counties north of Mobile have been part of the 1st. However, today Baldwin and Mobile are essentially one county, have been tied together for the past few decades, and they comprise most of the district. Way back in July of 1935, the legendary and colorful Frank Boykin became the congressman. He stayed in that first seat for 28 years. Old Frank Boykin was a colorful, earthy fella. He had very little formal education, but he made a lot of money in the lumber and turpentine business prior to going to Congress in 1936, and he was reelected 12 times. Boykin owned a hunting lodge in rural Washington County. He had a legendary hunting retreat weekend that brought the most coveted invitations among members of Congress. The Speaker of the House would come every year, along with most of the leadership. One of the best pictures I've ever seen was taken with Frank Boykin, who was about 5 feet 2 inches tall, beside Governor Big Jim Folsom, who was about 6 feet 9. It was at the Boykin Lodge. Both were obviously inebriated, especially Big Jim. Boykin was famous for his favorite phrase, "Everything is made for love." Boykin's successor was one of Alabama's great congressmen, Jack Edwards. Mr. Edwards was more dignified than Mr. Boykin. However, they both served the 1st District well. Jack Edwards was actually born in Birmingham. He was student body president at the University of Alabama. He began his law practice in Mobile, and shortly thereafter, at age 36, he was elected to Congress. Edwards was first elected to Congress in 1964. He was one of 5 Alabama congressmen elected to the House from Alabama amid Barry Goldwater's Republican sweep of the state in that year's presidential election. During his 28-year tenure in the House, with the addition of Baldwin County, the 1st became one of the most Republican districts in the South. Edwards was reelected 9 times. He chose to leave after 20 years. He resumed his law career in Point Clear. He's doing well at 90 years old and spends part of the year in North Carolina and part of the year in Point Clear. Sonny Callahan succeeded Jack Edwards and stayed in the 1st district seat 18 years. Like Edwards, he was helped in his first election by the top of the presidential ticket. Popular President Ronald Reagan carried Alabama overwhelmingly, had strong coattails. Callahan was also buoyed by Edwards' endorsement and the addition of Baldwin County to the 1st. Callahan was born in Mobile to a large Irish Catholic family. He, like Boykin, had not had much formal education but was successful in business. He was a popular state senator who owned a trucking and warehouse business. He was serving the state senate when he went to Congress. Jack Edwards and Sonny Callahan were known for excellent constituents.
Thank you all for listening.